Hello and welcome to Heartful. My name is Jamie and I am here to help you cultivate heartfulness in your day-to-day life. Today's episode is about making space for your emotions and being able to practice gratitude in an effective manner. There are a lot of sayings I hear often, like count your blessings, stay positive, or good vibes only. And pop culture puts a lot of emphasis on gratitude, but it can be really hard to be grateful when we're full to the brim with anger, frustration, hopelessness, or grief. So instead of trying to force gratitude, which often doesn't work, this particular guided meditation allows the experience of not being grateful, which in turn allows us to make the space to be grateful. So how do we do this? What does it mean to make space for a feeling? Well, thankfully, Dr. Peter Levine, a psychologist and biophysicist, studied how animals release trauma. After they've been under threat, animals recover by allowing their bodies to shake. And because emotions live in our bodies, as much as they might feel like things we can't grasp or understand, our emotions are actually physical and chemical manifestations of our thoughts, which our bodies are trying to process. So, if you want to experience gratitude, but you're feeling blocked, ask yourself, what's in the way of me experiencing gratitude? Try to keep your answers to feelings rather than your stories. For example, you might write, I'm feeling frustrated, instead of, I'm mad at my sister because she doesn't return my texts and she's being passive aggressive and so on and so forth. It might actually help you to write your answers down or to say them out loud. I'm feeling lonely. I'm anxious. I'm afraid. I feel hopeless. Once you feel like you've listed out the range of difficult emotions you're feeling, choose one and explore your body to see where you are experiencing it. Our emotions often dwell in our chests, in our throat area, or our stomach. We might feel tightening or fluttering, and sometimes it feels like there's a brick or a rock sitting in one of those areas. The idea is not to blast through this feeling, but simply to notice and experience it and allow it the way we would a work of art at an art gallery. This is how we make space for our emotions. And resistance might come up at this point. You might not want to feel it. It's uncomfortable. And if that's happening for you, validate the resistance as an emotion too. And just start there for now. Start where you are. So closing down the eyes now. And I'm going to help you to explore where you are holding the emotion in the body. Take a moment to think about a particular thought that you'd like to work through today. And then begin to notice, where does that resistance live in your body? Where do you feel like you don't want to feel? Observe your emotion and the sensations that come with it with curiosity and allow it to be there without placing any judgment upon it or trying to change it. Does the emotion feel like it has a texture or a color? stay here for a while. And now taking a few deep breaths in through the nose, breathing into the area of our body that we're having this experience. And as you breathe out, relaxing, continuing to take nice deep breaths, you might start to notice the emotion moving or changing consistency or even slowly disappearing. Everything we experience is impermanent, and our bodies are designed to process these emotions. And now that you've had time to sit and feel this emotion, you might notice that a tiny space opens up for some gratitude to come in. And starting with small statements, which might be, I'm grateful to have the time to sit quietly. You might notice the beauty of the light where you're sitting. You might experience gratitude for your health or the fact that you are safe right now. Gradually, you might notice that there is a bit of room for lightness. You might find that the longer you stay gently with your emotions, the more space there is for gratitude to seep in. And it might not happen the first time you do this meditation. The second, the third, the fourth, or the fifth. Sometimes we are overflowing with other emotions that need to be seen, heard, and accepted before we can get near gratitude. And that is okay. If you practice regularly, you might notice that you get more and more of a sense of spaciousness for the difficult emotions and for gratitude. And those difficult negative emotions might still be present. It's not an easy thing to do to be alive today and not feel anxiety or grief or anger. But you might notice a widening of your circle, which also includes gratitude. And the more we practice this genuine experience of gratitude, rather than forcing it on ourselves, the more easily it comes the next time and the next. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation. I hope that this was helpful for you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.